Mary-Kate, how did you get involved in politics?
I was involved when I was about 18. I've always been sort of interested in politics. Growing up in Crumlin, there wasn't very much to do for young people, and that was sort of the issue that drove me to get involved in politics. I think just the lack of local facilities and amenities in the area, and the only way to really change that is through politics, and that's what got me into politics.
And would a lot of young people in your area be involved in politics then, due to those issues that are apparent?
Well, I mean, in Glenavy now, I actually live in Glenavy and I stood in the elections in Glenavy. But there were quite a lot of young people involved, and also in Crumlin as well. I think young people are involved because of the issues facing young people, and also the issues facing the north of Ireland as a whole.
Mary-Kate, would you encourage other young people to get involved in politics?
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, young people need to be involved in politics here to be able to deal with the youth issues facing them. It's the only way, really, you know, that I feel that you could make a change in your communities and make a difference to people's lives as well as your own. One issue facing young people is the lack of jobs in the north. And I feel, you know, youth issues need to be dealt with by young people. They're underrepresented at council, they're underrepresented at the assembly. So definitely, yes, I would push for young people to be involved in politics here.
And have you actively tried to get young people involved in politics in any way?
Yes, I have indeed. I was one of the founding members of the Maria Farrell Republican Youth Committee in Belfast, and you know that was established in December 2011, and has just grew from strength to strength, and now we're sitting with maybe 80 young people there in that committee. They're involved in everything from protesting to educational trips to canvassing, you know, within the structures, everything, you know, they're involved in. I don't know whether you've heard of them yourself, but they're pretty out there in Belfast.
And who would be your greatest political inspiration?
Probably Barbara DeBruy.
And why would she be a great inspiration for you?
Barbara has always been a strong woman. In my eyes, she's always been vocal, very vocal, and to the fore of promoting women's issues in the communities. And also then she was the MEP for us over in Brussels, promoting the North. And dealing with issues over there. I just find her a really inspirational woman, so I do. I think she's just brilliant, and she's a lovely woman to speak to as well.
And we did an interview with Shan O'Neill from the Alliance Party, and she discussed that when she ran in the last election that she got a lot of abuse actually from some people online, and they made comments about her weight and her physical appearance. Do you think that... I mean, did you experience a similar scenario? Do you think that happens to women a lot in politics? Or
yes,
was she just a one-off?
Yes.
Was it just unlucky for her?
Oh, no, definitely not. Well, maybe not this election, but the previous election in 2011, whenever I stood as a candidate, I got quite a lot of abuse online as well about my appearance, you know. And I think it is off-putting for women to become involved in politics because of that, you know. Because you're automatically judged on your appearance, really, whenever you are a woman. I find, just by going by, you know, what's recently happened to women who've been standing in the election. But while I was speaking to Shan about it, you know, and I didn't put her off, but she was determined, mm-hmm. you know, to keep going, mm-hmm. And fair play to her for doing it. And I think, you know, it just needs to give you more drive to say, do you know what, I'm here. I don't care what you think about my appearance. I'm here to do a job, and I'm here to represent my community. And, you know, that's it at the end of the day. But we definitely need more women in the politics because of the, you know, you're dealing with different issues whenever you're speaking about women. And men sitting up in the assembly cannot deal with women's issues.
What do you think drives people to be a little more derogatory towards women who are running for political election rather than males who are running for similar to political positions? Is it something to do with the media? Is it just society in general? Or, you know, what is the main problem?
Well, I had an experience with the media on that issue just before the election. There was a paper ran with the slogan "Party Poster Girls," mm-hmm. And I was one of them, you know. And mm-hmm. it doesn't portray you in a good light. You know, and that's not what you're wanting to be portrayed as. You know, they had contacted me and asked me the reasons why I was standing in the election. Was I was I happy to be able to stand for Sinn Féin? Mm-hmm. Of course it was, yes. But then they had put it into the paper that I was happy to be Sinn Féin's party poster girl. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not very nice whatsoever. And it doesn't, that's not the message that I want to get across. I want to get across that I'm a strong woman and strong voice for this area. Mm-hmm. And very, very capable of representing this community in council. And that's not what the media put across, you know, and it's not nice. And I think then that's what the one of the issues is why society look at women in this way.
And talking about being allowed to run for Sinn Féin and running for the party, we did another interview as part of this series where Luke Poots, the DUP councillor, said that in his opinion there are other youth wings of other political parties that basically the members play at being politicians but they never get to actually be politicians. He said that the youth wing, they do things in their certain groups but they're never going to be elected because their party doesn't give them that chance. Do you think that that is a fair statement to make in regards to Sinn Féin youth?
Absolutely not. Whenever you look at the previous election there, we have so many young people standing for council, and also more women as well than most parties. Even myself, you know, I came through the youth structures. I can name 10 people off my head, you know, mm-hmm. who have came through youth structures. Dahi McKay, you know, he's the MLA in the Assembly. He came through the youth structures. Megan Fearon as well, he's not in the Assembly. There's myself, there's young Ray Farrell in Galway. There's so many young people that have came through the youth structures and have stood and have been elected as councillors, you know. So, no, definitely not in regards to Sinn Féin, no.
What's your aspiration to achieve in politics?
In politics, equality. I want to bring about change in this area. In Glenavy, where I live, you know, there's so many issues in terms of facilities and lack of facilities in this area. So I want to be able to achieve, you know, good things for this area, and community-based stuff, community development. A soccer pitch, well, a community pitch for all in this area, that would be my main goal. I'm determined to get that. I didn't get elected there in May, but I'm still determined to get a community pitch for this area because it is really, really needed. So it's about local level for me. You know, it's not about moving up the ranks, so to speak, to the Assembly. I just want to make change in my area, in my home community.
So will we see you running in the next council elections again?
Yeah, most likely. Hopefully.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you, Nye.
Bye.